That evening, after everyone was asleep, Timmy tiptoed down to the living room, where he'd left some candy on the old coffee table. He ducked behind the couch and waited. The night was a lot longer than Timmy expected. Slowly, he started to fall asleep. That's when he heard the sound. It was like tiny little bells being plucked like strings. Then slowly, the lid of the harpsichord creaked open. Timmy was very scared. He didn't think a piece of candy could cause so much trouble. Mom was going to be mad. Once the lid was fully open, a little furry creature popped out. Timmy thought it looked like a cat. But cats don't wear clothes. This one had on a white ruffled shirt and a ring on his left paw. He hopped down and headed straight for the candy on the coffee table. Timmy hoped the strange cat didn't find him behind the couch. Now, a cat's sense of smell is very good, and no old couch could hide that. Timmy knew he was caught because he heard the cat talk.
Overnight, a heavy dew had fallen, bending the grass and damping the trunks of trees and the smooth, weather-rounded backs of boulders. Two small dragons, who had left the high slopes of Cairn Tor soon after first light and were now in sight of Calderon's western boundary, halted before the swath of tawny grass which lay between them and the first trees.
Grassy, look! Lovely, shiny grass!
Wet grass. Too wet to lie down. Perhaps later when the sun's dry.
No! Kuzo won't play
there. Kuzo began to run, but always the laughter and the pinpricks of light seemed to outstrip him and turn him back. And now, crossing and recrossing the path in front of him, came shapes made as if from shadows, which owned no recognizable form or size. Finally, blinded by panic, Kuzo closed his eyes, covered his ears, and threw himself toward the ground. But space, not leaves and earth, received him. He was falling, down, down.
No me, Kuzo?
Pooter's face turned into a broad, toothless grin.
Pooter knows!
How do you know?
Pooter is seeing when Kuzo does not see. And Pooter knows when Flogwintard comes with a sniff and a snuff for to gobble-dee-up you.